We saw a lecture, a different take on a lecture actually. We had two students who led it, myself and Ashley, and we had Andy, managing director of Go Mad Thinking, and just trying to reflect on what we thought of the lecture itself and if it brought any value, and in terms of the different way in which it was led. Just hand it over to Miles and he'll just give us his thoughts.
Well, I'm not going to give you my thoughts yet. I want Ashley to explain what task I gave him, okay?
Well, like I mentioned earlier when I was given this and was describing what we were going to do, Miles gave me a blank sheet of paper and he gave me his slides and asked me to go and do something different with his lecture and see whether that has any, like, different value or different, like, what people would think of it.
So I gave you my slides, yeah. And you abused them.
You put
a big X on my name.
Yeah.
Which is great.
I pimped his lecture. It was good. But yeah.
And for me, it was about getting the students to think of the best quality questions that they could write down so that I could answer. And I think we got about 10, 12 questions relating to strategy and culture that took the lecture in a different direction than if those hadn't been asked. And using some real examples, both from my own business and from organisations that I've worked with, hopefully that gave them a different perspective.
So the question would be, did this lecture add value? Is this lecture giving what it needs to give in the future? Or what we think it should give in the future?
Well, what I learned from this was, having Andy there, I've been making some series of points to do with analysis, some of the challenges in strategic analysis, some of the points to do with the theory, and Andy bought some books for him and had a completely different take to the academic take. But also I try to have a flavour of practice. I think I do a good job. Obviously, I don't do it well enough. I could do a lot better. So Andy has shaped me and inspired me today in order to do better. And I don't do too badly now in terms of my lecture. Perhaps, Arif, you might want to describe what my lectures are now and what you want them to be in the future. And then what another person might do as well.
Okay, on my view as a student of the lecture, was the value I got out of it was we had someone in the room who has actual experience and gave us examples which are actually applied within his business. So he helped us gain a better understanding of strategy and the culture within an organization. In terms of how I think the lectures could change in the future, I think more interactive, which we maybe didn't see from the students as much today, but more interactive, so students have more of a say in terms of what they want from the lecture and in terms of how they want it to run.
For me, that lecture taught me many different things. It got me to sort of think, what do I consider value, as well as trying to get other people's opinions on what value is. And it also taught me, like, what the lecturer has to do. A lot of people seem to think that their lecturers need to do this and that to make their degree better, but I sort of thought of it in such a way that if I'm the one chairing the lecture, I understand how much work that the lecturer puts in, and that adds value to me in that perspective, as well as what I try to do in getting students involved. It adds value there because they get their opinions across. I try getting them to encapsulate what it involves them, like, how they're going to, like, have this in the future, how these different types of theory apply to them. And I just thought it was so much better than the standard type of lecture where you just sat there and people just talk at you and you expect to write down.
Yeah,
Miles sat in the middle of the lecture watching what I had to do.
I participated.
And he did. He put his hand up and, well,
and you chaired.
Yeah, and I chaired. It was good.
Just last question then. Did we make a difference? Did we learn anything from it? Is there something to work on?
What do you think, Arif?
I think so, yeah. It's just brought a new idea of different things which Mal could bring to the lecture and which other teachers hopefully could bring to the lecture, and also what students could get out of the lecture anyway.
Well, thank you, Andy, for coming along today and giving a fresh new take, a real-life perspective on this idea, these ideas about strategic advantage. It was wonderful to have you.